Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, more than 20 Gardaí in the Donegal Garda Division are currently off work due to COVID-19. NPHET has recommended nightclubs close and the capacity at live events be reduced in new advice to government. The planned extension for Little Angel School in Letterkenny has been given the green light to proceed to construction stage. Much debate continues to surround the controversial sliding scale element of the enhanced MICA redress scheme. And an investigation is continuing into a car fire in Manor Cunningham in the early hours of this morning. Good evening. Kenny Harkin will be here too with all the latest in sport, but we're turning to our top story now, and more than 20 Gardaí in the Donegal Garda Division are currently off work due to COVID-19. Garda Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn revealed the details during the latest sitting of the Joint Policing Committee. 21 Gardaí in total in the county are currently off duty due to either having COVID or are awaiting the results of a COVID test. The Chief Superintendent said the Donegal town was particularly affected, with 6 members off at present. The situation has resulted in a number of court cases being adjourned, with the Chief Superintendent acknowledging that COVID is posing a challenge for day-to-day policing in the county. NPHET has recommended nightclubs close and the capacity at live events be reduced in new advice to government. The Cabinet is currently meeting to discuss further restrictions to last over the Christmas break. They include having only 6 at a table in pubs and restaurants, no multiple bookings, and earlier closing hours for hospitality. Expanded use of digital COVID certs has also been recommended, while gatherings in homes would be restricted to 4 households. Social Democrats TD Jennifer Whitmore says the way it's all been communicated is very poor.
People are hanging on this information, so you have a lot of businesses completely concerned about what this will mean for them. Will they be able to stay open? Will they not? Will they get the supports they need? Because we can see that the government is actually eroding the supports that are there for businesses. We have families who don't know what's happening with children, what's happening with schools, whether they're going to need childcare, whether they're, you know, will have to take time off work.
Donegal A&2 representative Mary T. Sweeney believes parents should be allowed to decide whether their child wears a mask to school or not. Under new regulations, children aged 9 and up must wear a mask in school, shops and on public transport. An exemption may be granted if a medical cert is presented. Speaking on the 9 till noon show today, Mary T. Sweeney believes other measures would be better suited.
There's absolutely a confusion that's doing huge damage to the parent-teacher relationship here. And I think that in all concerned areas, there should be open discussion and good discussion. And there are answers here that are compatible to both sides, like perhaps separate the classroom when parents have real concerns. We've been told from the very start of the pandemic, follow the science, follow the science. But if the science doesn't agree with the narrative of NPHET, it's disregarded. I think there's going to be psychological damage that's going to be picked up on down the road here. And I'm really concerned, genuinely concerned about that, about the long-term impact of this on children on both sides. If there are parents that are very, very concerned about catching COVID, then they should be allowed to let their children try the masks. And if it's comfortable and they want to try it, then they have the right to try it. Mm. That's what a democracy says. But if there are parents equally that are concerned about the impact and the science that they have read of the negative impact of masks on children, then equally that classroom, there's no reason, they're already in bubbles as we speak anyway. So let the bubbles be contributed, that if somebody doesn't want to wear a mask, they can be in that bubble.
Much debate continues to surround the controversial sliding scale element of the enhanced MICA redress scheme. Yesterday in the Dáil, it was confirmed that Housing Minister Dara O'Brien is considering the issue. It may mean homeowners still may have to dip into their pockets to fix their homes. But Agriculture Minister Charlie McConnellogue reiterated this morning on the 9 till noon show that the rate will be revised upwards next year to reflect market trends. He stands over his belief that 100% redress will be delivered.
This is a really strong scheme, which does deliver 100% redress, which will deliver 100% redress every year into the future. And what this does now is it should give confidence and clarity to homeowners that whether their home is fixed next year or in 3 and 4 or in 5 years' time, because this will go on for a good many, many years, that their home will be fixed, that the scheme will adjust every year to reflect the market reality and to deliver 100% of what that market reality is. And listen, the only objective I've had working with Senator Niall Blaney, working with Joe McHugh, working with Dara Cleary, working with my government colleagues, everyone has worked to deliver a scheme which is unprecedented, but precedented in history, and necessarily so, and which is structured in a way that will deliver 100% redress. Okay. All of us, and I'm the same here, Greg, my family's affected, I have relations affected, my friends are affected. The wall that was blown down by the storm last week is five homes from where I live. Patrick Diver was my next door neighbour growing up. All my neighbours are affected. We have all worked hard, no more so than the homeowners and the campaigners, to deliver this.
Okay.
And what I'd say to people is to look at the detail. There's a lot of detail here. It is difficult to get your head around, but it will adjust every year. The bottom line is here, it has to reflect the market reality, and that will be decided working with the surveyors as to what that reality is in February 2022 and what that structure is as well.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach has been giving reassurances that the MICA redress scheme will be adequately funded in 2022 and topped up if needs be. There is an allocation of €40 million for the scheme in next year's budget, but concern arose after comments made by the Housing Minister indicated that that may be the sum total. Leo Varadkar says that is the initial allocation, but additional money can be allocated should that run out. Responding to questions from Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, Leo Varadkar says the government wouldn't allow a situation where progress was halted.
You know, we're not going to have a situation whereby we set up a scheme in the first few months of next year, get it running in the spring and summer, and then tell people in the autumn that it's being suspended. Like, that's not going to happen. So if we get to the point where the €40 million is spent, at that point, additional money can be allocated, and that can be done through veerment of resources from within Minister Bryan's own department or a supplementary estimate if that's required. But none of that €40 million is yet spent.
The planned extension for the Little Angels School in Letterkenny has been given the green light to proceed to construction stage. The extension will be built under the large-scale capital programme. The project will consist of 20 new classrooms and has been described as a substantial boost to the Little Angels School and the greater community who depend upon it. The Letterkenny Vaccination Centre has been relocated to Letterkenny Business Park. The move to the bigger centre is said to be to support the rollout of the booster programme in the county. Vaccination clinics are to commence at the new centre tomorrow. Michaela Clark has more details.
The vaccination clinic, previously located on Kilmacrennan Road, will now be housed in Building 1B, Letterkenny Business Park at Ballyrean. The new centre is on the N56 Link Road beside the post office depot and will have signage from the approach roads. First and second dose vaccines, along with the rollout of the booster vaccine programme to eligible cohorts, will continue to be provided from tomorrow. People who received their first dose vaccine in the centre on the Kilmacrennan Road and are due a second dose or a booster dose will be requested to go to the new centre. Walk-in clinics for booster vaccines for the 60 to 69 age group will be held tomorrow between 9 and 12.30 for people who had their second dose on or before July the 7th, and on Sunday from 9 to half past 5 for those who received their second dose on or before July the 8th. Anyone who has had COVID-19 since their vaccination are advised to wait 6 months after the positive result to get the booster.
An investigation is continuing into a car fire in Manor Conyngham in the early hours of this morning. The incident happened in the Abbey Park area at around 5 a.m. It's understood that the car was subsequently removed for further examination. No injuries have been reported. A former RTE producer has been jailed for 10 years for sexually assaulting and exploiting children both here and abroad. Kieran Creevan of Adelaide Street in Dunleary has already spent time in prison in England for grooming children online. Court's correspondent Frank Graney has this report, which some listeners may find distressing.
Kieran Creevan first came to Garda attention in 2017 when he was arrested in Leeds following a sting operation by a vigilante group called Predator Exposure. He thought he was going to meet a teenage girl he'd been chatting to on Facebook. His arrest led to the discovery of two video clips on a memory stick which showed him sexually abusing a young girl in the Philippines. The Garda investigation also revealed explicit online chats he'd been having with children, especially on his social media platforms. Outside court this afternoon, Detective Superintendent Barry Walsh warned people that sex offenders use these platforms to groom their victims.
While social media represents an important role in our current society, it's clear that there's inherent dangers and risks, and I think it's very important that people are aware of this particular circumstance.
Judge Melanie Greeley described Craven's behaviour as being degrading in the extreme. She said he exploited and abused vulnerable children, some of whom were being used for financial gain. She then sentenced the 59-year-old to 10 years in prison. Frank Graney at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court.
A senior minister says the issues facing undocumented migrants here mirrors the struggle of the undocumented Irish in the US. The government today approved a scheme which will allow undocumented migrants to claim residency. It will be time limited, with a 6-month window to apply from January. It's expected up to 15,000 undocumented migrants could use it to claim residency here. Equality Minister Roderick O'Gorman says it's a positive move.
For us as a country, it's important that we don't shy away from compassion. And the compassion we are showing today in this scheme is the same compassion that we're working to achieve for tens of thousands of Irish women and men who are undocumented in the United States at the moment.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It is exactly 5:15. Time for sport. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Catherine. Good evening. Starting with local Gaelic games, and on this weekend, there's plenty of action on the under 21 front here in Donegal, with games in the A, B, and C Championship. Top Billing goes to under 21 A semi-finals. Ardrath face McCools in the first A semi-final at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny on Saturday, while Convoy is the venue on Sunday for the meeting of Four Masters and St Eunan's. While in the Ulster Club Football Championship over the weekend, Tyrone's Dromore face Fermanagh's Derry Gonley Harps. That's on Saturday in the quarter-final of the Senior Championship. In Carrickmore, while Wattie Graham's of Derry, they're up against Scotstown of Monaghan in Celtic Park on Sunday. And Derry's Steelstown face Dunamore of Monaghan in the Intermediate Championship. That one's also on Sunday. In boxing, seven boxers from Donegal will take part in the National Schoolboy and School Girls Championships, which begin in Dublin this evening. Taylor Park, Rachel Heron, Georgina May Doherty, David Tennyson, Jack Boyle, Conan Kearney and Gareth Doyle will all be hoping to progress. In athletics, the Irish Life, Health, Novice and Juvenile Uneven Cross Country Championships take place on Sunday in Gowran in County Kilkenny. There'll be several North West athletes taking part in that, hoping to bring back some medals. Moving on to soccer, and the 2021 FAI Schools Interprovincials take place this weekend, with Ulster Schools manager Paul Brown, who's at St Eunan's College in Letterkenny, taking a 16-strong squad down to Dublin for the annual schools tournament. He'll be assisted by Michael Kelly, also of St Eunan's, and their first game is against Leinster Schools today. Two further games will be played on Saturday and Sunday morning. Ulster is captained by Jamie Harris of St Columbus College, Stranorler, and Oisin Farrell of Loretto Community School, Mulford, is the vice captain. Meanwhile, local action this weekend. There's two big top-of-the-table clashes this Sunday. In the Ulster Senior League, the leaders Bonnygee United, they host second-place Coghill Celtic. Bonnygee lead the defending champions by 4 points, but Coghill do have 3 games in hand. And in the Donegal League on Sunday, the joint leaders meet at the Letterkenny Community Centre, with Kilmacrenan Celtic playing Donegal Town. There's also an issue in league action this weekend, with the highlight game in the Premier Division sees the leaders Aileach up against third-place Buncrana Hearts. Cross Channel, a review into disorder at the Euro 2020 final between England and Italy at Wembley, was found a disaster was averted due to pure luck. The report called the behaviour of people who were drunk and on drugs as disgraceful, and said it was fortunate no one was killed or seriously injured when the stadium was stormed. FA Chief Executive Mark Bullingham doesn't believe they could have done anything more.
I think it was very clear that we're apologising for the experience. We do believe, and the review is very clear, that the blame lies with the people outside the stadium and the horrendous acts that they perpetrated outside and the atmosphere they created outside. So we can only control what we can control.
Meanwhile, interim Manchester United manager Ralph Rangnick says it's plausible he could recommend himself for the role on a permanent basis. The German has vowed to instill balance and control to the side, having been appointed on a six-month deal. Rangnick says he wanted Michael Carrick to stay with the club, but Carrick announced his departure last night. On the pitch tonight in the Sky Bet Championship, the top two go head-to-head as Fulham host Bournemouth at Craven Cottage. That one starts at 7:45. And back at home, Pat Devlin says he wants the merged entity of Bray and Kevin Teeley to become the big, to compete with the big clubs in the Premier Division. The amalgamated club will be called Bray Wanderers and will operate in the First Division next year with Devlin as manager. In golf, Rory McIlroy goes into round two of the Hero World Challenge with a share of the lead. He plays alongside Webb Simpson today. McIlroy tees off very shortly, starting from 6 under par. In rugby, Robbie Henshaw and Dorothy Wall have been named Irish Players Player of the Year. Wall also took away the Women's Young Player of the Year. And Robert Balakon, he returns to the Ulster side for tomorrow's trip to the Ospreys. He's one of seven changes from the side that defeated Leinster last week. Eric O'Sullivan, Bradley Roberts, Tom O'Toole, Kieran Treadwell and Sean Reedy come into the pack. Jack McGrath returns from injury to take his place among the replacements. And Leinster, they look to return to winning ways tonight. They take on Connacht at the RDS. Kickoff there is 7:45. In motorsport, Mercedes driver Lewis Hamilton was quickest in the first practice for Formula One's Saudi Arabian Grand Prix. The reigning world champion was a fraction ahead of Red Bull's Max Verstappen, who he trails in the championship title race by 8 points. Hamilton's teammate Valtteri Bottas was third as they prepare for the penultimate race of the season. And finally for this evening in snooker in the UK Championship, it's quarter-finals action today. Ronnie O'Sullivan has just been defeated by Kieron Wilson by 6-5. And in another game, Luca Brasil defeated Anthony McGill by 6-2. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Catherine.
Thanks so much, Kenny. Weather now. Well, a band of showers will move eastwards tonight, followed by clear spells and scattered showers. Some of these will be heavy and there is potential for isolated thunderstorms, hail and sleet, particularly over higher ground. Frost will develop in some sheltered areas as temperatures drop to between 0 and +4 degrees. Closing headlines now. More than 20 Gardaí in the Donegal Garda Division are currently off work due to COVID-19. 21 in total in the county are currently off due to either having COVID or are awaiting the results of a COVID test. Garda Chief Superintendent Terry McGinn revealed the details during the latest sitting of the Joint Policing Committee. NPHET has recommended nightclubs close and the capacity at live events be reduced in new advice to government. Cabinet is meeting currently to discuss further restrictions to last over the Christmas break. And Donegal Aintree representative Mary T. Sweeney believes parents should be allowed to decide whether their child wears a mask to school or not. That is the main evening news and sport on Highland Radio for now. We're back with an update for you at 6. Stand by. Colin Ferriter is here with all the latest in Nuacht, and the obituary notices will follow that. Good evening.
Shaver Mahasa Colin Ferriter and Shalin Apreve Skelty. To Elif Janta Econru Nagiliga Erna Nashun Antiha, Taku Leshan Actus Son Raktiokta Don Giliga Ohui. Renew an Elif Eg a Session Play Forum on San Keshtina Mjonli Anye, Avijiriha Keshna Awinen Le Mjonli San Entasurapi. Hogtur Banish George Av Kojakta Conru Nagiliga, Krahor Umudi. Kershius an Yatrum Janters, a Yanter Gofoil, Fobal Nagiliga Ohui, Jelly Conor Nigeliga, Erin Hoshje, Taku, Leshon Actus, or Son Raktiokta, Dongelig, August Leglushuk, Nigel Scullyokta. To Udras Nigeltakta, Exul, Leshart was a Kahar Fost, Ur, a Krohu, Margal, or Leon Togri, a Kadli, Bord, Nakion Agriokta, and you, Galter, Anestiokt, Suis, Latriva, Lun, Euro, Ejur Arigid, Privija, August Takiokt, Stach, Nurata, Natogrishin, Fui Lan Shoal, Kadiu, Ain, Punchatriva, Lun, La Ort, Blan, Changa, a Curry Vime, 3,000 agus ortra €1,000 den sumsin idir chantar na Rossan an Clachan Lia agus na Helen Aranwar agus Tari. Cuirthir €2,000 le mol digita G-Tech a Orbert ar an Valen Vig mar chud de as gréasan digita na Gaeltachta. Fógríú muinú de iachéid sa €600,000 le hei aisina ag alte slíb liag a chondaidin na nál a Urbert an tseartan seo comai dean thar chire áit faoi leith ar an cónar sléibhe a tá anhanna féin úsgradú. Díirí le ceoltarí agus dásairí ó scoltathe dar na leibhéil a níor thuiscirt cailiú don bhabhta náisiúnta don comórtas talinn scléib an tseartan seo. Ghlac amaitheoirí ó phobal scoil Gidor, Pobl Sgol Clachan Ili agus Cholestia Ali let you kennen san amacht ar an tra buen agus beisid san omiocht sna príf vauti nasiunta sa vlion uur. Agus ta stasiun scaliach da lénra let you kennen bartihe don luen veg sa an séu la da mina nolig agus séa chlug ar lina la hanya ni galin lariat na nog ta si con scale galant hoseki dadi na nolig a achrish. Is féidir chlarú ag nasc atá fáilsíthe ar an tíomh líonra LC Boncaí í. Sin mo thuid sé ilí go léir slán agus baracht.
The obituary notices for Friday evening, the 3rd of December. The death has taken place of Padraig O'Fergal, Carrick Vicgill a Cumal Gidor. His remains will repose at his residence from 5 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass will take place on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columbkill's Church, Knockfola, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. Wake private to family, close friends and neighbours. House will be private from after the rosary time to 11 a.m. in the morning and also on the morning of the funeral. The rosary can be viewed on the Parish de Gidor Facebook page this evening and tomorrow at 8 p.m. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on the Gillespie Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family, flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers to Costa Scale Ciro Alsha, Donegal Cancer Flights. The death has taken place of John A. Duffy, 19, Melmount Gardens, Strabane, and formerly of Claddy. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock for Mass in St. Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house is private to family only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Pauline Hines, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet. Funeral leaving her late residence on Sunday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. The house is strictly private to family and close friends only, please. The death has occurred in England of George Tracy, Ardveen Crawley. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, with interment afterwards in the new cemetery. The house is strictly private on the morning of the funeral, please, at the request of the family. The death has taken place of Roisin Boyle, Acres, Burton Port, Donegal, Rose, Johnny Shane and late of Sligo. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in St. Columba's Church, Burton Port, followed by interment of ashes in Critch Island Cemetery. The death has taken place of Moira Boyle, Myra Neely, of Lochinvorne, Annagree and formerly of Bunalaki Gidor. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. The wake will be private to family, close friends and neighbours. Funeral Mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, followed by burial in Annagree's old graveyard. And the death has taken place of James Cairns, 59 Peacock Road, Sion Mills, and formerly of Bollocked, Sion Mills. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St. Teresa's Church, Sion Mills, at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Alzheimer Society, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. The house is private to family and friends only, please. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.